Good morning.
This is Char. Who am I speaking with?
Kathleen Miller.
Kathleen, how are you doing?
Pretty good. And you?
I am doing just great. And I know Joanne's on the line with me here. Anybody else besides Kathleen on the line?
Betty has arrived.
Betty, good morning. And somebody else just joined us. Would you like to say hi?
Has arrived.
Good morning. Someone else just joined us.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Ruth. Is that Ruth?
Nope, it's Char.
So, who else is on with you? Who just said hello to me?
Joanne.
Oh, Joanne, I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing good today.
Are you better?
I think so.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Okay, guys, we're going to try and make your time really, really count here on this call, and we will have it a lot of things smoothed out by the end of this week, I know, and that's falling back into a format that is something that will be consistent and duplicatable.
Whitney has arrived.
That can provide a service for you.
Mary Lou
has arrived.
Good morning, Mary Lou. And I think
good morning.
Else arrived too. And I'll probably turn those chimes off. This is Char Rogers.
Okay, Char, how are you? How was Saturday?
I'm doing great. Pardon?
How was Saturday?
It was absolutely wonderful, and we're falling into a little different format. We haven't sent out, I don't know, did you guys get an email from Ruth Williams?
It's arrived.
Everybody said, okay. Okay. So anyway, there will be some emails that go out. The call will be recorded. And it appears that Steve Crowfoot will be able to put the recipes up as we give them, not at the moment we give them, but as they are given daily for review and for you to be able to pull off. And now that may take a little bit.
That'd be wonderful.
To have this happen, but you'll be able to go there and the calls will be recorded and you'll be able to catch up on the information. So if there is going to be a format, there'll be Q&A at the end of the call. It's going to last about 15 to 20 minutes. The one thing that could extend it 5 minutes would be your your questions that you are definitely, we want to make sure that we cover any spots that you need more information on. And our star pupil here is going to be our new Vital Balance that the company has just come out with. I couldn't be more excited about anything that I can think of that they could bring on to us that can
Genie has arrived.
The country we live in and the world we live in, because we set an example to several other countries, to say the very, very least, around the world, probably most all of them, for how we eat and what diseases we incur, and those are the things we want to prevent, is what diseases that are happening around us. So anyway, I feel very, very strong that this can be a huge link, as well as individually to those of you on the line that would like to see some additional income in your life. A door opener. I'm not saying this is replacing the wellness home. That's not the point of it at all. We will have a purpose statement, and the purpose, simply put right now, is that you've got a place to go for support. Support is vital to success. Faster, easier, all of the things that you need to try and have the things that you're experiencing and ways to cope and deal with things a little easier. So with that, does anybody have a question right to start with? Normally we'll do these at the end, but does anybody have a question about the new Vital Balance right to start off with that you're unclear of?
probably just need to ask you one. What are you going to do about your Tai Chi, and how is that going to work with our new one? Which one do we take first?
I would still do the Tai and Chi if you're using Roger Drummer's product. I would do that first.
Okay.
Because
I didn't know
if
sugar would make any difference or what, you know.
That would be the first thing that I would put in. And it's also the easiest thing to do first thing in the morning and have that happen. So that's slightly different than the vital balance.
Okay.
I still slow down.
I haven't gotten mine yet,
right.
So that my vital balance is not here yet. It should arrive today. I thought it'd come yesterday. But anyway, that's why I was wanting to ask that, because that's what I do first thing every morning.
Right. Okay. Good question. So anybody else received theirs just in the last day or two?
I got mine. I'm wondering if you can maybe go over how you recommend the best way to use it.
Thank you, Nancy. I certainly will. Vital question to start with. I'm doing it once in the morning and using just water with it. I'm putting some extra greens because I like the flavor and I like the extra punch. And the greens that I would suggest are actually listed. We'll have a book list also, a very simple book list. I want the cleanest books for you to look at so that you don't have to do a lot of adjustments in recipes, for one thing. And for the beginning of that, it does have a list in the Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman would be the first recommendation I would make for what we have discovered over the last 10-plus years in feeding our body to the highest level. It doesn't give you a lot of no's. It gives you a lot of yeses and makes it real, real simple. So you're not needing to focus on things that shouldn't be in there. So I will pull the greens that I like that give the most punch, which would be things like collards, kale. You guys can help me throw in the different ones. Turnip greens. You can even use carrot tops. I don't think that's on his list because it's not real common for people. Arugula is another one. Arugula that you may not be as familiar with. Beet greens are way up there, either 100 points or 97 points. And these are judged for the largest amount of micronutrients. We all know fat, carbs, and protein, but do we know macro and micronutrients? We know yes. We know macronutrients, that's the big ones. That's protein, carbs, and minerals and so on, but it's not the micronutrients, which are the ones that are a little overlooked, let's put it that way, and really emphasizing them into our diet. So that's the reason I add them in. And it also guarantees that if I don't get a really, really healthy salad of raw veggies, I'm going to get it that way. Nothing wrong at all with just mixing it with water or almond milk, or if you're using soy milk, it can be mixed with soy milk. I use a blend of soy and rice and a little cashew. But, you know, keep it simple to start with. Make it really, really easy for you to jump into this and just mix it with water. Or, like I said, one of the milks that your alternative milks that you're used to. We suggest you move away from the amount of animal product that you're using. Because it's easier for your body to work with it. You know, why did the company make a vegetarian or vegan, actually, product for us? Because they know it's healthier for the body. And it's much more digestible faster, along with the fact that it is a pea base. So once in the morning is what I'm choosing to do. It does not have to be first thing in the morning. If it's in the morning, it should be within the first hour. And
you're using two scoops, sure?
I am using two scoops. Yes, I am. I'm doing 1 month of exactly the way I'm suggesting other people do and the way the company has suggested. A side note would be that there are no precautions on this label. No cautions at all. which amazed me. I mean, I woke up thinking about it the other day. There's no statement on there for pregnant women to check with their doctor or health conditions, check with the doctor. Well, it's considered a total food. It's designed for people with illnesses. So, you know, if you need to check with your doctor, check with your doctor. I can't imagine there being a reason why this cannot be used by absolutely everybody, including children. Smaller portions, and but you know, the amount of children that need to cut back and shape up in our country is huge, so it will be an asset for them also. If you're using it for a second meal, Roger Drummer suggested that you eat it later in the day and you have, or drink it later in the day and you have a plate of vegetables with it. He didn't specify raw or steamed. Take it as you like. Just don't put a bunch of sauces on it that are going to defeat the purpose that you're trying to have. If you're not using it for weight loss, of course you're going to have to have other food, not necessarily right with it. I find it so satisfying that both Denny and I yesterday looked at our cups. I looked at his, our big close to 2-cup server. I'm using 10 ounces of water in it instead of 8. It's, the directions say 8 to 10. I'm following that. And I'm finding that I get close to the bottom and I'm going, eek, I'm full. I am really full. I put down a lot of food, guys. I've got a pretty swift metabolism going here. And more so now because of the excitement that's going on with it. So, any questions on that, Nancy?
I just have a comment.
Addition.
Can you imagine all these kids rushing out the door to get to school in time who hardly have time for anything instead of grabbing a donut, grabbing this?
Oh, huge. Absolutely
what kind of,
huge.
You've been to more or heard more than the average person who's listening to the call. What kind of results are people experiencing?
You know, let me just address one other little part here. Cut the size portions down. Somebody said, well, you wouldn't, to Roger, you wouldn't give it to a 2-year-old. He says, I most certainly would. A very small amount, but I would give it to them.
The letter has arrived.
What better base can you have than this for a complete meal with everything that's in it? And everything's understated on the literature, of course, because they have to be very conservative when talking about it, especially on paper from the company. So if you've got, I'm not going to say if you've got the choice, if you haven't heard Dave Balzer's presentation on it, go in there and pull it and listen to it. It's a webcast. You can actually see it. You may have to download. There's a download if you don't have it on your machine that you can bring your information up to date. But he's got a great PowerPoint presentation with it. And it's under
Donna Neighbors has arrived.
It's under Information Center, and then you go down to Calendar Events. And then you'll see corporate conference calls. Click on that. It'll take you way, way down the center of the page. And you'll see at the very top, say, under some red print, it'll say February 6th, I think it is. Or no. February. Yeah, February 6th, Dave Balzer. And you can either listen to it or listen to it and watch it both ways. So by the call-in numbers that's there and the connection to the Internet.
Char?
Yes.
I know you mentioned the 2-year-old. A lot of people might be interested in the older, like for our grandkids, the school-age kids.
Yes. Same thing. It's just a little bit bigger serving. I don't have that right in front of me. We'll pull some of that.
Yeah, he said half. He said 9
9 through 12 or 14.
Yeah,
and
basically a half of a shake.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. So that just means it goes farther for them, and they can put that with a piece of toast would be fine. I would stay away from as much sweetness, the jam off of it. The minute you put that in your body in the morning, it's going to trigger your response for more sweets. You know, even the fruit, your blueberries, if you're going to put any fruit in there, put something like blueberries or blackberries so you don't have added sweetness. It's already sweet enough, should be sweet enough for the American taste buds of what the average person is on. I would say so because everybody I've had sample it. Two things. Oh, this has really good flavor, and it's even sweet, and it tastes to be a natural sweetness, which it is because it's done with stevia. Which means that if you haven't read the back of the label, there's less than one carb in a full serving, which to me is just absolutely unbelievable. Means you're burning right off the bat. You're feeding your body the things it needs, but you're burning, and it will speed up your metabolism from the way they describe the product. So anything left out, anybody? Okay, we've just got a couple of minutes more, and then any other Q&A, I can give the recipe I chose for this morning, since we're talking about a plate of vegetables, and I'm looking at a picture that's got a plate of vegetables on one of them. I'll just give you one. I'm going to read down through it, and then when it's available online, you'll be able to print it out also. It's called Motto Zest Hummus. And this is a recipe that comes from Dr. Furman's collection. The hummus is for, of course, your veggies. That's what it's designed for, not dipping bread into it. Leave the grains out, guys, especially early in the day because it does slow the body down. If you can, if you need the piece of toast, then go ahead and do it. Adjust it to what's going to fit and be okay for you, especially to start with. But I'm going to say my thing is, start just with the drink and watch and see how you can change your situation. And Roger Drummer says 7 days. Now, it's going to take a little bit of behavioral adjustment, but I found that very, very easy for me because I was adding a slice of toast. I was adding way more grains than I needed early in the day. And when I say that, it's not dealing with weight. It's dealing with my energy level. I was finding the slowdown after the grains came in to what I was eating. And without them, I don't have the slowdown. I don't have that dip earlier in the day. So I'm thrilled about that. You're going to start with 2 cans of unsalted garbanzo beans or low sodium. That's going to be 3 cups, 3/4 cup of raw, unhulled sesame seeds. That's the natural, slightly brown ones. 1/4 cup of bean liquid from the cans. Now, I drained my beans and then added back what I needed, and I added back a lot more than 1/4 cup to get it a real creamy texture. You can adjust the texture. It can be a heavy, more dense, or it can be a very light, creamy, like what you're going to be served in the restaurant. 2 tablespoons of Motto Zest, and that's his form of seasoning. It's just veggies. Ground up, no sodium added, but you can add salt-free Mrs. Dash or other ones that you have available, or just some flavoring seasoning, herbal seasoning that you like. Excuse me. 4 cloves of garlic pressed. I did just chopped because they went right into the blender. And then they've got a dash of Mrs. Dash, a dash of Mrs. Dash's table seasoning, and 1 roasted organic bell pepper. I chose not to take the time to roast, but to open one that was in a jar. I cheated slightly. Jars better than cans, guys. And it says remove the stem if you're starting with a fresh one, or fresh red pepper. Cut it in half, remove the seeds. It says apply a very scant coat of olive oil to the outside pepper and roast it at 350 degrees until it's soft, about 25 minutes. As I said, I bypassed that. that with one from a jar. Drain the unsalted garbanzos, reserve the liquid, as I said previously. Place beans in the food processor with remaining ingredients, sesame seeds, bean liquid, motto zest, garlic, or whatever seasoning you're using, herbal seasoning, salt-free or low sodium, garlic, lemon juice, Mrs. Dash, roasted bell pepper. Blend until sesame seeds are pureed with the red pepper and the beans. Adjust desired consistency of the spread or dip, whichever however you're using it, with remaining bean liquid. I probably added at least a 3/4 cup before I was through of the liquid. But again, that's up to you how chunky you like it, or thick and dense you like it, or creamy, smooth you like it. So it's a very easy recipe. I'm going for recipes that are 10 to 15 minutes. This one says 30. That's only because of the time in the oven with the red pepper, so we can look at it in different ways. And I took that last night to a presentation that we were doing with one of our silvers, and he and his 11-year-old son just globbed it on their plates, and I left much of it for them, over half of it for them, for today. He says, oh, that's really great. He says, I love that. And he says, I know it's very, very healthy. So that gives you some carbs there and the starch that you need to also make that meal that you're using with the veggies or that for your dinner, however you're doing it, much more satisfying. So, any questions, comments? We will have the 10 points down also. I'm going to steal it off of Ruth and do an adjustment if it's the original one that she's still using, so that you can keep your diary, just a listing. It can be simple of put down what you've eaten, what you've taken, what time it is, and at the end of the day, how you felt. Or even during that time, how you felt. Journaling is incredibly important at the beginning. It makes you think before you pop it in your mouth, for one thing. We want to go away from the behavioral things that you just automatically do and create the very, very best habits. At least go away from the ones that you know are not really healthy. Comments, questions, guys?
I have one of those little thoughts if you want it.
Yes, thank you. Thoughts for the day, tips for the day.
Okay, I'm going back to the basics, although it goes further into it, but just start with, this book gives you a sabotaging thought and then a helpful response. The sabotaging thought is, I don't want to exercise. The helpful response is, I shouldn't go by whether I want to exercise. If I want to lose weight and keep it off, I need to exercise. There are also lots of benefits to exercising. I might be masking this to a much bigger deal than it really is. I can do this.
Great, and I'm going to suggest that you do 20 to 30 minutes a day if that's too much. Hey, make it a goal. If you're setting during the day and doing a lot of setting activity, that you get up at least every hour and just move around. Moving your bones is good. It gives us more flexibility, mobility. And then throw in like what I'm going to do. I've got the weights right here in the family room. I'm just going to pick them up and do reps during the day when I'm thinking about other things or when I'm even doing other things that don't take both hands, that I can do one and then I can do the other. I need to rebuild my arm muscles. They've gotten not the strength that they've had when I'm gardening and doing the things that really pull and tug on them. And it doesn't have to be exercise, just to say exercise. It can be just the movement and what puts you into action that can help this. Yes, cardiovascular is huge, but so are the other ones. And start someplace with something that covers that one. Okay, guys, we've all got to run. We've got a day's work to do ahead of us, and some of us have 2 or 3 days' work to get crammed into today, but just make it a healthier day, and we'll be back tomorrow. Yes, go ahead.
First of all, did I misunderstand
has left the conference.
I think it was Ruth who said something about helping her mental clarity with the new vital balance.
That's the cognitive that's listed on the QRS sheet.
Okay.
I say that's the front of the label on the package if they had room to put it all there, but it's not all there. And I thought we were getting a tablet, another tablet or capsule to swallow. No, we got it put right into our meal. And the clarity of mind, feeding your body the way it's supposed to be fed, along with whatever it is that really stimulates the brain, slows down the aging process, helps us to avoid things such as dementia or Alzheimer's, is built into it. And, you know, I am not going to profess to be a guru or any kind of an expert on this. We're learning together, guys. And don't expect me to have every answer in the world for everything, or the people on this call. We need to put into place what we need and how we need to feed our body, and we'll also learn as we go. Does that answer it, Nancy?
That did. And just one other comment, building on to what Joanne read. I remember when I was getting ready for my knee replacement, and my assignment was to go walk in water. And one day I ached all over. I didn't want to go, and I thought, you know what, go. And I walked for an hour in water, and I couldn't believe how much better I felt afterwards. So you don't feel like exercising, you'll be amazed at what it does to your body.
Probably the only time not to exercise is when you're really sick, and it takes, you know, your breath away just to be able to do what you're doing. But other than that, yeah, Nat, and you're giving me the yes up, Nancy, thank you. Other than that, your body needs it. Your body cries for it. And how we feel cannot be an indication of what we do or how we think or don't want to take time. If you felt that way about your children, maybe they wouldn't have been in school because you didn't feel like doing it. Or seeing that they got there. You know, there's all other things that we have to do just to have a life. And this is a quality of life. And how much more does that mean to you and the example you're setting for your family also? I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave a legacy of health.
It's arrived.
And everybody else. So anyway, guys, we need to sign off. Say goodbye for today. Somebody else may be wanting to use this line. I don't think Ruth's on the same number. But anyway, make it a healthier day. And just purpose to do that much, and you're already off to a start. If you've got your product, take it. If you haven't got it, get it on order. You will not be disappointed. I'm going to do call numbers. Well, let's see. I've got it right here. If anybody's listening to this and they want to join the live call at 7 a.m. Pacific time, the number to call is 605-715-4920. The PIN code is 810-9228 pound, and then follow the prompt when it asks them to give you your name and press the pound sign once more. So it's been great having you guys with us. I'm anxious to have testimony time a little bit every day if we can feed it in. And so make a note on your paper, on your journal. Get a little pad or a little book that you write these things down in. And work up 10 points for your food times as well as the other things, and we'll go over that tomorrow. Thank you.
Sean,
thank you.
And does that call phone with Ruth?
Pardon?
You gave the number, but what time?
Oh, no, this is our call, and it's 7 a.m., the one you're on. I'm doing it for the recording for people that could be listening.
Okay. All righty.
Ruth is not doing a daily call at this point.
Ruth is not doing a call anymore, and so we're lucky to have this one with Char.
Well, okay. Thank you, and Ruth decided at the same time I decided to change the...
Jeannie has left the conference.
That are on the call, Ruth decided that she was, if she does one, it'll be like a business call once a week or informational call. So that'll be it. She'll let you know when she's going to do it. It will be at 7:30 instead of 7 a.m.
And yours is at 7 a.m. Pacific.
7 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you, Nancy. We've got people all over the country here, so have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.